Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. And when it comes to matters involving, well, the intelligence of our political elites as it relates to immigration, there is one man that we unfailingly turn to. He is Michael Cutler, a veteran of the Immigration and Naturalization Services for some 30 years, including time spent really in the front lines of trying to protect us against illegal aliens and drug traffickers and the criminal elements that are associated with both. He is an extraordinarily prolific contributor on these matters at Front Page Magazine, Family Security Matters, and elsewhere. He testifies with regularity. He is also himself the host of a very important blog radio program, The Michael Cutler Hour. It's a delight to have him with us, especially on the eve of the President's State of the Union address and amidst a lot of thrashing going on, including inside the Trump administration, about what to do about immigration reform. Michael Cutler, welcome back. It's so good to have you with us.
Great to join you. Thanks for the opportunity to share my perspectives with your audience.
Well, we're delighted to have you do so. The president's plan, of course, was sort of laid out in a one-page document last week. We're told, notably by Neil Monroe of Breitbart, who has apparently had a chance to look at a longer, more detailed treatment of it that is supposed to be out momentarily, that it's going to be basically, it seems, deja vu all over again, Michael, with the amnesty bit up front and the reforms that might make our borders more secure and improve our immigration policies to come later, and perhaps much later at that. Give us your thoughts on the president's plan as we understand it now.
Well, in a word, it would be insane. If what we're hearing is accurate, if he plans to give 1.8 million illegal aliens lawful status, and by the way, the path to citizenship is a distraction. I could care less if it's a path to citizenship or not. The deal is to provide illegal aliens with identity documents and lawful status. Look at the 9/11 Commission report, and you know I provided testimony to the 9/11 Commission. I've arrested terrorists. Most people don't understand the nexus between immigration and terrorism. The second largest contingent of agents assigned to the Joint Terrorism Task Force are immigration agents. We have a president who promised one thing, is apparently looking to do something else, and this 1.8 million would be more than double the number of illegal aliens to benefit from a program that was illegally created by the Obama administration. This now legitimizes the illegal act of the prior administration on steroids. And when will it end? 1.8 million is not going to be the final number, because once people start to come in and claim, and that's the operative word, claim that they were here as little kids, even if they just got here last week and they're 30 years old, they will have to be given lawful status unless the government can prove that they don't meet the qualifications. With so many people, there will be zero interviews, zero field investigations. And look at Chuck Schumer, one of the ramrods of the program on the Democrat side, part of the Gang of Eight or eight gangsters. Chuck Schumer was the architect of the agricultural provisions of the 1986 amnesty, talking about deja vu. And one of his alumni of that program, Mahmoud Abu Lima, was the ringleader of the 93 bombing at the World Trade Center that killed six people, injured over 1,000, and inflicted $500 million in damages. This program could easily provide 5 million, 8 million. We don't know how big this barrel is, because we don't know how many people are going to line up.
And by the way, it just has to be said, Michael, that there will be more coming across the border, assuredly, as they see this opportunity that you've just described before them.
Right. And so when the president said, well, we're going to get the wall. Yeah, but you're going to be locking the barn long after the horses have been stolen. So the charge is on. What the president is doing, if he announces this, will be to fire the starter's pistol for aspiring illegal aliens from around the world. And for them, the finish line will be the border of the United States. And this is the point that I made when I testified before the Senate Judiciary Committee back in 2013 about the damage done by Mr. Obama. If you think that Obama's program was disastrous, that's going to be a pimple compared to what Mr. Trump's program could do. Because, again, we won't know when these folks got here. They only have to claim. So while his program, Obama's program, was DACA, deferred action, and there should have been a second C, claimed childhood arrival, I'm calling this program PACA, permanent action. This isn't a two-year deal where we're going to renew it. This is about providing unknown millions of illegal aliens who entered the United States surreptitiously with lawful status, the legitimacy that goes with it, identity documents, and the potential for bad actors, including terrorists, criminals, and fugitives, to acquire new clean identities.
Let me ask you about one piece of this that I certainly agree with everything you just said, and it seems to me your revised titling of this operation is warranted, Michael Cutler. Let me just ask you, though, one concern that I feel, and I think many of those who voted for Donald Trump are as astonished as I am by this turn of events, but the agenda that is not even concealed any longer on the part of the champions of this program, the whole DACA or PACA initiative, among others. I mean, the open borders crowd, the chain migration crowd, the diversity lottery crowd, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and so on. They want people who are getting into this country on these programs to be able to vote. The Center for American Progress has made it absolutely clear this is why they need to hold the line on open borders and the like, is because they need to essentially fundamentally transform, to use an Obama expression, the electorate of the United States. So why would it be that a guy as sensible about all of this as you are is indifferent to whether or not they actually are on a path to citizenship? Is it just that you assume they will get that vote either way, or is it because there's something I'm missing?
Well, my real focus is the potential for terrorists to enter and embed themselves. And so that's item number one. Item number two, of course, it's the vote. But all I'm saying is that while we're debating and we're being told, well, don't worry, they're not going to be able to get citizenship for 10 years. How many terrorist attacks will we have before those 10 years are up? My immediate concern is national security and public safety.
Mine too. But I'm concerned about there's the magnet for illegal immigration. And I just want to make sure we're not misunderstanding you to be indifferent to the long-term problem.
But you know what? Even if you're driving on a highway and the road is clear, if the guy in front of you has a blowout, you're going to smash into him. So you've got to be scanning further down the road, but you can't ignore the bumper of the car in front of you.
Michael Cutler, let me ask you about one last thing quickly. The president has, as part of his plan, an end to chain migration and the diversity lottery. Again, I think many of us who have heard him talk about these things would like that to happen. And yet, it seems as though it's a much later kind of operation, not immediate. And what is immediate is that the visas that would otherwise go to those folks are going to be used to bring something on the order of 4 million people into this country in the near term. Talk about that in the same, you know, sort of rubric that you've just described.
Right. And so, again, we're going to be flooding the market with more workers. Look, even a bill right now being proposed in the House that's supposed to make the immigration system better would provide tens of thousands of high-tech visas at a time when we're still trying to get American high-tech workers back to work who lost their jobs to the H-1B. Now they want to give them green cards, make it permanent. There is nothing that's being done right now that's really in the best interest of the average American worker, high-tech worker, people with less skilled jobs. Across the board, this would be devastating, but we've seen it before with Reagan. Reagan knew that he couldn't get away with an amnesty program unless he promised he'd go after the employers for hiring illegal aliens intentionally, but never hired more agents to actually enforce the law. This is bait and switch. It's a smokescreen to obfuscate the truth from the American people.
I will say on Ronald Reagan's defense, or in his defense, that he did claim that that was the worst mistake he made in his public life. Anyway, my friend, thank you so much, Michael Cutler. It's great to talk with you. We'll look forward to doing so in the days ahead as this proposal of the president is addressed by the Congress. In the meantime, stay well and keep up the terrific work you do at Front Page Magazine and on your radio show. Come back to us again soon. Next up, we will speak with George Raceley and get his take on all of this. And California on steroids is the way he's describing this plan. Stay tuned for more on that. Right ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.